Shavuos, Perches, Mishnah Beis. Omar L'shoy Mechinom. We're now continuing the dinim of a Nishba L'shoker in the context of Shavuos HaShomer. Person says to L'shoy Mechinom, he gave him his cow, Reuven gave Shimon, and he says to Shimon, Heichon Shem. Omar L'shoy Meis. V'hu, what actually happened, is Nishba. Nishba doesn't mean, even though now it's dead, but it doesn't mean it died naturally. Mace would mean it just dropped dead one day. Got sick, died. Nishba would mean it was destroyed by another chaya. So really, it's only incidental. Dead is dead. Oy Nishba, or it was captured. Robbers, the holdup. Nignav oy Ovad, or it was stolen, or it got lost. Nishba, or the reality, is one of the other cases. V'hushameis, what really happened was that it died, or Nishba, or Nigna, v'yovad. Nishba was captured by armed robbers. V'hu, what really happened was, meis, or Nishba, or was killed by another animal, or Nigna, v'yovad. Nignav, it was really stolen. V'hushameis, or Nishba, or Nishba, v'yovad. Ovad, it was stolen. V'hushameis, or Nishba, or Nishba, or Gonav. Mashbiacho aniv v'omar omen potter. He's tevehem. He says, I'm being mashbia you. And yeah, he makes a shul with omen. Mushbai de'akerim. The halach is his potter. L'chay, the Mishnah is saying one point and one point only. First of all, the Mishnah clearly delineates all the different things where Hashem Echinim is potter. He's potter on nishbar, nishba, nignav, oyovad, oymeis. All of them are a level of chiv. Some of them are total oynis, and some of them are not. Nikne ve'ovid is not an oynis, but Hashem Echinim is potter. So all five of them are potter. Therefore, the details of what he says are really unimportant. The point is that he's pleading that he's not mechuyev. He's pleading innocent, and the other guy is saying, "Prove it to me." So he makes a shur. Now, the reason why the Mishnah would say the word potter is because Lamaisa, the guy did lie. He said the wrong story. Why did he do it? What's his incentive? He'd be part of either way, Mistama. It has to do with the way people perceive it, what he feels is more honorable for him. I don't know. But the point is that he's not being Nishba Lashoker in a way which he's changing a din. Any of these five Pturim would get him a Pturim Bezdin. Now there's one point that we mentioned in the previous Perek, and this really goes as a Briya Chatichin through the Mishnayis. The Shvua over here, if he's lying and it's a kvirus moment, he's chayiv a korban. He's chayiv a korban osham, it's an asham gzeilus. He's chayiv a kerem v'choymish with a korban osham, like we said. Since over here there isn't what we call, what the Rav calls a kvirus moment, because either way he's potter, he's not trying to get out of something that he's mechuyiv to. So memelo, at best you could say that he's a nishba lashoker. What would you pin him on? You would say maybe he's over a lav unless the shofar b'shmila shoker. L'maisa, you lied, and you backed it up with the shvua. It's an aver chamura, but it doesn't go under the category of shvua sheker v'osham. It also l'cher doesn't go under the category of a korban asham. Oil of yoyid, not a osham, a korban oil of yoyid, which would be the fate of somebody who was a nishba shvuas bitu and he was over b'shoikik. Lamazog and he was over here b'shoikik. L'chayri, he's not the regular shvuas bitu. He's not certainly not a korban shvuas o'edus. So what would he be? So we mentioned earlier, and this is reiterated over here in the Tosfos Yom Tov, that the shita the Rambam is that a shvuas sheker could also be a shvuas bitu. It's an aver yoyse kalo because there's no clearest moment. It's a shvua where he's mechuyev to uphold his shvua, and lamaisa he lied, so it wasn't something that he could uphold or not uphold. It's something that alamokim was already a sheker, but shvua's bitu is also the lav lo yisheshov b'shmila shoker. So it'll be chayev over here on a shvua's bitu. It won't have a korban osham. What it will have is b'shoygeg. It'll have korban shvua's bitu. This should not be confused with the other lav, which is Naser Sadibus of Loisisa Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashov, where the Shvua is obviously either false, extraneous, or frivolous, and it's clear when he made the Shvua, that's like a Shem Levatola, that's Shvua Shov, that's a lav. There is no korban on the Shoigig, there's only Malkus on the Mezid. Shvua's Bitui, we have Malkus on a Mezid, And if it's a shekel, we cover another v'yaret. So the Rambam's mechadish, this would also be in lieu that he doesn't have a carbon oshem over here because no kviyas mama, but it still is a shvua sheker, and it can still be chayv a carbon oyle v'yaret. Mishnah Gimel. Heichon shayri, omaloi. The mafkir is tevei, where's my animal? Omaloi, any idea ma tasoch. I have no idea what you're talking about. So here, he denies the claim totally. Now, what really happened over here? Again, this is something where if he says nothing happened, he's not chayv a shvua. He's a koifa bakurl. The shvua of shvua sapikadoin is only where there's smoke, then there's fire. There's only a story if he's moide that there's a pikadon, he's moide that there's an outstanding pikadon, and then we have to verify what are the details. Did he give it back? Did he not give it back? Why did it die? How did it die? Etc. etc. But over here he says, any dem atasach, there's no chayv shvua. Now, l'chayv, that's a kviyas moment. However, what really happened over here? Not something that would be mechayv moment. It would be mechayv shvua, but not moment. What happened? Who shemeis and nishba hignigam ve'ovid mashbiachani, he's mashbihim v'oma omen, he made the shvua, he's potter. See, it's a little bit of a different twist than we had in Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Beis we had where the story why he's potter is a detail, but the etzem zach that he says that I'm potter and I'm not mechuyiv, he's telling the truth. I feel achi, there is a gevissa shvua sheker there, but there's nothing with what to be mechayiv. But there's no Asham either. Over here there would be a Mokum that says Chayv and Asham. The din of a Shomer is that he's Mokhoyiv to make a Shvua. And over here, what he did with his Shvua, that he said, Eni Adem Atazach, he wasn't Mokhoyiv in a Shvua. So he made a Shvua, but really he was backing up a story where he's not owning up to being a Shomer. But since at the end of the day, it's not a Kfiras moment, because L'maisa, even if he would have told the truth, the animal got lost. He wanted to save face. He didn't want to say that it got lost. There's a shlamazel. But even if it would have got lost, it still would have been potter. Shemichinim is potter and gnev v'aveda. Afilohochi, there is no chiyuv oshel. Heichon shoyri. Here the tevea is tevea. Omaloi ovad. He does say there was a story. He says it was lost. Mashbiacho ani v'oma omen. V'oitim mo'idin oise shachole. Ooh. The edim got him. This wasn't lost. This is a curious moment. He was nishba on something that would pat through him, and really, he ate it himself. Mishalem asakeren. So here, what he did was, A, he stole the behema. There's no difference between stealing something or a shomer misappropriating, he's shaleach yad, and he eats the behema up. He shecht the behema and he ate it. So he's a gazlon. If he's a gazlon, mishalem asakeren. Tzu der tzu, he also has that he was nishba curious moment. So if thereafter, besides the Edom got him on the Keren, if he's moidem me'atzmoy, so then the halach is misham Keren v'chemish v'osham. The kapora of osham with the Keren v'chemish is only where he's moidem me'atzmoy, because it's kapora. Now before we explain more on this din, let's read the next din. The din we just read is where the Edom got him that acholoi, but what he claimed was ovat, and he was nishba to that effect. The next case, the Mishnah says, is Heichon Shoyri, Omaloi Nignav, he says it was stolen, Mashbiach Lani V'Oma Omi, makes a Shvua, V'Edim Yidinoise Shignovoi, the Edim were made that he taka stole it. Now there's really no difference between Acholoi and Gnovoi. What are we talking about? We're talking about Hashem Echinam has a behemoth in the barn, and he stole it. He took it, and he made a barbecue and he ate it. So, Gnovoi just means the same thing, really. Except, the chilek between the two is that in the ratio, we're talking about where he claimed the Ovad. In the Sefer, he claimed that it was Nignav. So the Mishnah uses the words, the Edim, kilo what they're saying is, it was stolen, you stole it. In the ratio, he's claiming Ovad. They say, no, it wasn't lost, it was taken. So the Mishnah uses the word Acholoi. But really, l'chur, these two mean the same thing. Now, there's a chiddush over here. There's a whole gzeis hakosav that the Gemara learns out. It's a sugya in Bava Kamadav Samachimu. The Torah says what happens, the Baal HaBehema is teveya from the Shomer. And the Torah says, this is in Shmoyz Chov Beis, Pasuk Zayin Ches, and lo yimotze agana, v'nikr balabai selo alikim, yishalem shnayim l'reyu. Two kefil has to be paid. Who's paying kefil? They didn't find the ganav. So what we're talking about is that the pikadon wasn't found. He claimed that it was nignav and the ganav wasn't found. Turns out he's really the ganav. Edom come along and say he's the Ganav. This is what's called Toyin Tanya's Ganav. Now again, there isn't really a proper Maisa Gneva here, because Gneva in its simple sense means stealing into somebody's barn and creeping out in the middle of the night with a behemoth, which he didn't do over here. It was in his barn, and he went in and he shechted and he ate it. But since he tainted Nignav, so the Torah is mechadish that there's a chaloshem Gneva that's chal on him, and he's chayv as if he stole it. Whereas if he tainted Ovad, even though the same thing happened, he went into the barn, he took a knife, he shechted the behemoth, and he made a barbecue. Same thing. But because he said Ovad, we can't turn that into a Maisa Gneva. He's chayv, of course, for stealing the behemoth, for misappropriating it. Shlichus Yad of a Shomer, taking, embezzling the chefetz that didn't belong to him, is a form of gzela. But Gneva, he didn't take it out of the Rishus of the Bailim. It's only if he said Nignav, and then it was found out that it wasn't Nignav, then we can look at him, that now he's the Ganav. It's a Chiddush HaKroh. That we see Toyin Tanya's Ganav as a Maisa Gneva. That is the Etzem Din of the Mishnah. Now, there's a few details that have to be worked out. The Mishnah finishes off, again, Hoyde Me'atzmoy, Mishalim Keren Choy Mishvashim. It sounds like Poshut Edim came and were made that he's a Ganav, and then Hoyde Me'atzmoy, Mishalim Keren, I thought he's Chayav Kefil. So clearly what you have to say over here is that Hoyde Me'atzmoy is going before the Edim showed up. And that's why we have a cloud that we've discussed in other places, that Moedev Knas is Potter. If a person does a Maisa Gneva and then he comes clean, he comes to Bezin, he admits. So even though he did the Maisa Gneva, Karen will be Chayev, because Karen is Momoin. That's the damages of the Chayvitz that was lost. But the Kefil, which is a Knas, he won't pay. So what we're talking about over here is before the Edim Amidin Oysir Shignovoy, he came himself and he said no, that he was a Choloi. So Memelo, there is no Chiv Kefil, he's potter on that. The Karen, it can be Chayev, because he embezzled, he took Yen as Chamor. Not a Chamor, he took Yen as Shor. Choymesh will be Chayev, the reason why the Mishnah is Madgish that, is because the Gemara learns out from Xeris HaKosuv, that the Choymesh, which is an added Knas for being Nishba on the Gzelo, is only an added price tag on a Karen. All over Shas, we only find the din of Karen Choymesh. Look in the fourth paragraph above and see there's a bunch of cases over there. Karen v'choymish. By Me'ila, by Gzela, by other cases. Mashenken on Gneva, where he's paying Kefil, there's no Kefil v'choymish. So what we mean over here is when he's potter from Kefil, there's a chiv on Karen v'choymish v'osham. Now, l'choyre the osham has nothing to do with whether he's haidu or not. He made a shvur shek, he has to be nishba. And the answer to that is because since it's a kapara, what we spoke about before, is that kapara is only in the context of him coming clean. If Edim caught him on a gneva, and obviously that means he was nishba b'sheker, then there's no chiv oshem until he admits it, except there's no din that he's potter because he previously admitted. The din of moide b'knas is potter is only on the kefil, not l'gabi the chiv kapara, that's something else. There's no din that if a person's moide on a kapara, that he's potter. And faket, the only way he's chayiv is only if he comes clean. Now, Rashi holds, and it's meduik that way in the Rav, that if he was nishba false taina, to patter himself, a kviris moment, Edim came, so Edim was chayiv a moment, that's a regular choshe mishpat ikadin, at that point Rashi would hold that since now it turned in, it's a choshe mishpat ikadin case, where he's, obviously he's a gazlan, so he's chayiv Karen, or if it was a Toyin Tanya's Ganav, he's Chayav Kefil, but no Karen Chaymish V'Osham. Well, Karen, obviously, he's Chayav because the Edom came and said he's Chayav, or he's Chayav Kefil. But the Chaymish V'Osham, which is part of the Kapara, nope. This didn't go the route of him being Moida, which is, like the Torah says, Vizvadu, which is a chelik of the parish of the Kapara. It wasn't Moida. Edom got him, so it's Choshe Mishpat Diketayin is Chayv either the Karen or the Kefil, and no more. Tosis proves not that way. The Shver Rashi, Tosis has Rayas, then no. Even if the Edom caught him, so now he's Chayv either Karen or Kefil, depending on whether he said Nevad or Nignav. But besides for that, he's still, the Edom got him, he's still Oymid B'mirdoi, and now he, once he was Kikol Salav Haro, now he comes around and he says, yeah, I attacked a stole. So since the Edom got him, he'll be chayv kefil, or he'll be chayv keren. If he'll be chayv kefil, he won't be chayv the osh. He won't be chayv the chaymish, but he will be chayv the osham. If he comes around now and he's moed and he says, okay, I'm doing tshuva, and vidui, then he's mechayv the osham, and the osham is mechaper. So that's the psak of most of the Rishonim. They're arguing on Rashi over there in Bava Kamma.